lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Recently, I've been speaking on the subject, what has happened to America? And this is something that you and I, as the citizens of the United States, we need to consider what has happened to America. There is something wrong. And as we look back in the Old Testament, we've been studying in 1 Samuel chapter 8. And as we look back, we can see likenesses that went on even back then with the people of Israel. How that in 1 Samuel chapter 8, they wanted a king. They wanted to let a person tell them what to do instead of letting the Lord lead and guide them. Well, this country, this world has gotten away from God. This country that we live in, called the United States of America, is certainly not united right now. The only way that this country will ever be united once again is to stand up for what is right and stand against what is wrong. Now, we read in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 8 how that the people were given warnings. They were told that if you choose an earthly king to rule over you, you're going to pay the consequences. That king is going to take advantage of you. That king is not going to let you make decisions. That king is going to make the decisions for you. And might I say that's happening right now in our country, that people are making decisions for the citizens of the United States. We do not have choices in many areas of our lives right now as citizens of this country, and that's wrong. Well, God warned the people. He told them what was going to happen. And notice in 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 18, it says, "And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day." In other words, God said, okay, you want this, you can have it. But when you really need help and you cry out to me, I'm not going to listen to you. Now, that doesn't mean that God has forsaken us as a country. God has not forsaken his people, Israel. And when we look at the United States of America, we see God's hand is still protecting us. He's still here, and he still wants us to cry out to him, and we want him to hear us, and that is those of us who believe and trust in him. Well, God warned the people of Israel, and he's warning America today. But the people's response to God's warnings, they were not exactly what I would think they should give to God's warnings, the answers they should give. I see, first of all, that the people would not listen to God's word. And said this in verse 19 of 1 Samuel chapter 8. They said, "Nay, but we will have a king over us." They did not want to serve God any longer. They wanted to ignore God, and they wanted a king, an earthly king, to tell them what to do, how to do it, to provide for them. And God had already warned them, this king is going to take from you. He's not going to provide for you that such as I would, and I have. But this king is going to take advantage of you, and you're going to be sorry. And then the people wanted to be like other nations. According to the scriptures here in verse 20, it says that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. Well, this is something that God had already told them. This king's not going to fight your battles for you. He's going to send you to fight the battles. He's going to set back, and he's going to get richer and richer. He's going to get more power. And when we think of this, we see America today, how that the rulers of this country, and they are rulers, they tell us what to do. And if you don't do it, you get arrested. Now, once again, let me remind you that Romans chapter 13 tells us that we're to obey the government. that we are to obey the laws that has been set down. But once again, once those laws cross the line and they go against what God's law is, then I remind you again that we need to stand up like Peter and the other apostles when they were confronted and they did not stand up for the things that the government was trying to do to them. They said, we will serve God. It's better to serve God than man, is what they were saying there in the book of Acts. We need to serve God. In other words, we're not going to do what is wrong. We're going to do what God wants us to do. Well, once again, another thing that these people said they were not going to listen. They wanted to be like other nations. In other words, the Gentile nations. And then we see that Samuel listened to the people and told the Lord what they said in verse 21 of 1 Samuel chapter 8. It says, and Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. Samuel told God what the people had said. Well, now God already knew what they said, but he wanted Samuel to tell him. He wanted to hear the words coming from Samuel, because Samuel at that time was representing the people. And remember, they had no king at this time, but they wanted a king. And before that happened, Samuel was a representation here, and he told the Lord what the people had to say. Well, we see the Lord's response to the people, what the people wanted, what they had to say. In verse 22 of 1 Samuel chapter 8, it says, and the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go you every man into his city. Well, the Lord told Samuel, do what the people said. He said, you need to listen to them, and you need to give them exactly what they want. And I'm sure that maybe, and just possibly, you've read a verse that says that you're going to reap what you sow. And these people certainly were going to reap, and they did reap what they were sowing here and what they wanted. And many people today don't understand that in our country, we're reaping what we've sown. We've sown to the devil, and we've given things to the devil, things that belong to God. You and I need to be standing up as saved people and take those things back. We need to stand up in our churches, and we need to proclaim the voice of the Lord. Now, we don't have the voice of God except when we look into His Word and we use His Word. We say, thus saith the Lord, and this is according to His Word that we find in the Word of God. And once again, I believe that is the King James Bible. I believe that it is God-breathed, and we look at that book, and we say, and we see God's Word there. God-breathed. He breathed His Word, and holy men of old penned down what God wanted us to have, and we need to listen to God. We don't want to be like the people of Israel, who did not listen to God at this time, as we've read in 1 Samuel chapter 8. We, as the people of God today, want to listen to His Word, and we want to heed His warnings. And the Bible teaches me that I am to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am to represent Him as one of His ambassadors. The Bible teaches us that we are ambassadors for Christ, and that we are, as ambassadors, represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What a great privilege it is to be able to say, I represent God. I represent Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is my Savior. And we need to let other people know that we represent God Himself, the God who is in heaven. And we need to let people know that they too can worship Him and serve Him by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, the Lord's response to the people, the Lord told Samuel, do what the people said, do what they want. And Samuel instructed Israel's men to go to their own cities. And we read once again in verse 22 about that. He said, okay, this is what you want. Go to your own cities. And in essence, I believe that he's saying here what God wanted him to say. And I believe he's saying, okay, you want this, go ahead and we're going to see what happens. And you're going to find out that God was right, that you should not have wanted an earthly king over you. You should have wanted to continue on with the God of heaven. Remember, God had brought these people out of Egypt. And he walked with them, and he did things for them, and he helped them. The Shekinah glory cloud was, they followed that in a day, and they followed the, they knew that God was there. They saw the fire at night, and that let them know that God was there with them. But now God said, okay, you're going to have a human being now that's going to take you over, and he's going to make you do certain things that you really don't want to do. And he's going to take your kids, and he's going to use them for his own purposes. We read about this, and we've studied this in 1 Samuel chapter 8, how that he is going to do the things that you don't want to happen to you. Once again, we're seeing that in our country today. We're seeing our young men and women who are not going to the service today. They are not volunteering to join the armed services as they once did because they cannot do what they're supposed to do. They're not getting ready for war as such. They're getting ready to blend in. And it seems that the great thing today is simply blend in. And don't cause trouble, just blend in. Well, that's not what an armed services is supposed to be about. That's not what an army is supposed to be about, or the Air Force or the Marines and so forth. They are to be prepared for war. And this is something that's not happening in our armed services today. So that's only one area that we see our country failing in today, is we are falling behind. And not only the armed services, but we're falling behind in everything that we see. We're falling behind in any kind of production. Our production has gone overseas now. The things that we used to produce, we're getting from foreign countries. In other words, we're depending upon those other countries to supply much of the needs that we have in this country. Why? Because it's like Israel did. They turned over the things that they needed to be turning over to God. They turned over the things to man, and they're letting man lead and guide them and rule over them. One person and one group of people has said, you will own nothing and you will be happy. That's the World Economic Forum that says that. And that has such people as Bill Gates and people like that who are multi-billionaires. They say you will own nothing and you will be happy. You will be satisfied. Well, that's exactly what an earthly king would tell people. And this is something that you and I need to be aware of, that God, once again, wants to be our leader. He wants to guide this country into success as he once did years ago. Now, there's primaries coming up for elections. There's the general election coming up, and we're seeing the election come up in November. And I wonder today, are you going to take part in that? You know, some people talk about democracy. Might I say that we don't have a democracy? This country is not founded upon a democracy. A lady by the name of Elizabeth Willing Powell asked Benjamin Franklin after the Constitutional Convention on September 17th, 1787. She said, well, doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy? In other words, same as a democracy. What have we got, a republic or a monarchy? Franklin replied this, a republic if you can keep it. And that's the end of quote. This country was founded as a republic, not as a democracy. Do not fall for these liberals, these politicians who keep using the word democracy. This is not a democracy. Next time, possibly, I will go through what a democracy is and what a republic is. This is a country that was founded as a republic. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time we've had. And I pray for these your people who are listening, that they would stand for you. I pray for that soul today nearest hell, that that person would come to a saving knowledge even right now. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.